guys. I told you. Glad we got some local farmers on, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us. Please welcome to the show. I stumbled onto this show. I heard it was happening before it came on. It's on Thursday nights on the American on History Channel, and it's called The American Farm, 10 p.m. on the History Channel. And lo and behold, there's a family out of Kentuckook, New Hampshire, over at the Kentuckook Creamery, and we welcome the Robertson family. We've got Jamie, Cy, and Bram on the phone. Good evening, or good morning, gentlemen, whatever. So are you guys all sitting around the speakerphone?
We're all sitting around the speakerphone, yeah.
That's funny. I saw the first episode. First and foremost, welcome and congratulations, because I'm going to start with you, Jamie. I'm a big supporter of local farms and farming, and this show is a great way to show people today that love reality television what goes on the American farm, doesn't it?
I think it does. That's kind of why we decided to be part of this program, was to kind of, so we could help educate people as to where their food comes from and how it's actually produced. And
right.
I think they picked, we're really proud to be the Northeast farm on the show, and excited to tell Barry's story. And the other four farms across the country are really unique family operations that look really interesting to watch, too.
Yeah, Jamie is the dad, and Cy and Bram are two of the three boys. Go ahead.
This is for the boys, the two sons. Is this what you wanted to do? Is there anything else that you possibly were like, maybe I want to go to school for this or do something? Or was there never a question you were going to do farming?
There was kind of some questions when we were younger and looking at how viable the farm was, but then Dad kind of figured out how to bring all three of us back to have a place on the farm. So it's kind of like, why wouldn't we take that? It is what we love doing.
Yep.
So we decided, all three of us independently decided to come back and work on the farm.
So now, was that Bram or Cy that was just talking?
No, Bram.
Okay, Bram. So let me ask you this, because Cy, each of you had different interests as far as the farming community. What was yours, Cy?
So I think all three of us like cows quite a bit, but I also got in on the crop end of things. So I work on taking care of growing fields and doing soil samples and making sure, you know, all that stuff's getting taken care of so we can grow feed for the animals.
Who was chasing the cows last week in the first episode?
Both Nate and I were taking part in that. That's pretty much everybody gets a turn chasing cows around here.
You know, it's fun.
Bram was still at college, I believe, for that.
I gotta say, because as as much as we think in New England, and because, you know, we're in New Hampshire too, we think of cows as docile animals. Dude, when one of them's running at you, you better get your ass out of the way, right?
Usually they go around you most of the time. They'll go around you.
Good.
Yeah, it can be, you know, they're only like a ton or so.
That's it, just a ton. We got Jamie, Cy, and Bram Robertson. They're part of the Kentuckook Creamery featured on History Channel's The American Farm. Kelly Brown.
I don't know who wants to answer this, but, you know, we've seen kind of a resurgence, restaurants trying to get a lot more local with produce, meats, local beer, whatever. Are we trending in the right direction, guys?
I think so. I think, you know, American agriculture is amazing, and how we feed the world is absolutely amazing. But I think, especially for those of us in New Hampshire, we kind of look for some specialty markets, and it's been awesome to see all the interest in local food. And you know, our brand of milk, the Kentuckook Creamery milk and cheese, has been very well received, and just really excited and really proud to be a local New Hampshire brand that New Hampshire consumers can search out and purchase.
Since the show has aired, have you found a lot more people visiting, calling,
This is the second week it's going to be on tonight. But yeah, but have you what's been the response to the first episode?
I think for the most part, what we've seen is a lot of positive response from the agricultural community at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been out a week. We're certainly hoping that it's going to help build our brand, no doubt about that. And I think it will. I think, you know, we get a couple more weeks, we get the folks like you guys out there trying to drum up drum up viewers for us, and that's what we really need at this point. We appreciate that.
I thought it was very interesting. And I sat there, and so they have farms, a few farms, family farms all across the country. And there's one guy who ordered like 40,000 baby turkeys. Yeah, I'm good.
Wow.
Because that's a part of farming, like walking through a warehouse full of 40,000 little chicks. I'm all set. I'll take a cow farm any day of the week. Is there an aspect, and I'll ask the boys, I'll ask this to you. Is there an aspect of farming that you don't do at your farm, but maybe other farms do, that you're glad you don't do?
Man, we had, this is Cy, and, you know, for a while we had about 1,500 chickens that we were trying to, we were raising for laying eggs and stuff,
yeah.
And, you know, that wasn't so bad, but shoveling it out by hand got a little old, and I think we were all kind of happy to decide that we weren't going to do laying hens anymore.
I bet. Kelly Brown has a question for you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What was my question? Well, what do you think as a society, like we're getting from elsewhere in the country or elsewhere in the world, that we really should be buying local?
One of the things I think is that when our local produce is in season, you really ought to be, you know, there's no need to buy California strawberries when New Hampshire strawberries are in season. There's no need to buy Oregon apples when New Hampshire apples are in season. And we certainly love to sell you local New Hampshire milk rather than buying dairy products or God forbid, nut juices from other places in the country.
Yeah, not government nut juices. We're not big on
that.
We don't like the nut juice. I don't even like the sound of it, to be honest with you. The show is on History Channel on Thursday nights at 10.
Oh, yeah. Guy,
I'm going to ask it. Thank you, Kelly.
Just got it.
Just got that one. So Bram and Cy, I'm watching last week, and one of you, and I don't think it was Nate, but one of you is giving an interview. He's got his hand on the udder of a cow as he's pulling on it, and he's doing the interview, and I'm thinking, you know, that's got to be done normally, I think early in the morning. You got to get out there and hook the cows up. I'm sure you might have machines to do it, but what's the hardest part about dairy farming that the average person in the public doesn't know?
Hardest part, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of hard stuff, but you know, most of the time we just, you know, you got to roll out of bed every morning, even, you know, no matter what, and
right,
go take care of the cows. I guess some days that's harder than others, but you know, it's just what you got to do, so you get up and go do it.
I get up at 3 a.m. What time do you guys normally get up on a normal day?
Oh, I don't even get up that early. Usually it's only like 4.
Yeah, but you got to get outside and you got to tend to the cows. That's a lot
more. We just have to sit behind a microphone.
More difficult than what I'm doing.
Don't make it sound so easy.
Sometimes the cool morning air, that'll wake you up real quick. As will, you know, a nice flash of cow manure in the face.
Yeah, and so you know,
the boys and Heather and I, we average about 80 hours a week is about what we put in working.
Right. I got to say, Scotty, you, one of the things you'd love, they deliver chocolate milk in the glass bottle.
Oh, you guys rule already.
I don't think there's... he was on the fence about you guys until he heard about the chocolate milk in the bottle. I will tell you this. Manure came up. You just brought up manure. It came up the other day on the show. And, you know, I do photography and drive by a lot of farms and stuff. And you don't even really smell it after a while, do you? You're so used to it, right?
It smells like home, honestly.
You don't hear that.
I love it.
You don't hear that. But it's true.
Sometimes we like to use the tagline that our farm's so close to you, you can smell us. That's how fresh we are.
I got to say, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you because, you know, they chose a local New England farm that's out there putting out New England product. And Jamie, I agree with you 100%. Buy local whenever you can. You know, farm to table is the best that there is. That's a real selling point for restaurants for me. If I can see it's farm to table, that's a big thing. Local dairy is obviously awesome, but I love that it's bringing attention to the American farmer in a good way. And that's what I really hope that comes from this show. So congratulations to you and the family. Are you worried, Jamie, at all about, you know, cameras being on you all the time? And sooner or later, there's going to be something that goes on camera that you kind of go, ooh, wish I didn't do that. Are you worried about that?
Yes. Yes, we are. We want to make sure that we tell a good story for all of dairy.
Yeah.
Across country, and that's kind of a heavy weight on our shoulders.
Yeah. I think you guys are going to be great. I'm looking forward to seeing
it. We wish you lots of success, and I hope you milk it.
That is great.
There it is.
They like
the dairy. The dairy humor. They love it. The Robertsons. The Kentucky Creamery. It's in Kentucky, New Hampshire, obviously. Gentlemen.
KentuckyCreamery.com.
Great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll get to have you on again. All the best of luck with American Farmer on the History Channel.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Take care. Kelly was crushing it with the dairy jokes. Yeah, absolutely. Top notch, top shelf. 924, we are coming right back.
Be right back. Stand by.
Okay.